Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mom of the Hard Kid. I've been noticing that a lot of people have been marking my episodes as explicit, and I just wanted to let you know that you go right ahead. If you think that they are explicit and if they are things that you think fall into that category, I'm okay with that. I know that when I think of explicit, I don't usually think of the things that I'm talking about, but that's because this is my everyday. So if some of you feel uncomfortable with some of the topics about being in a place where they're easily accessed by children or whatever it is that's the difference, know that I'm not offended. You go right ahead. Sometimes I don't notice, but of course we would like to keep the proper content in the proper areas, so I'm totally good with it. But today I wanted to talk about something I came across on Facebook. Now, I know you're like, oh my gosh, why do you keep doing this? Because of the different episodes I've been doing about things I see on YouTube or Natalia Grace or Dr. John Deloney or whatever it is, where I haven't really been like diving into some of the things that I usually do. But I'm going to do another one because this one was hilarious. I came across it actually on Facebook. I'm not even sure if I should tell you what it is or where it is or anything, but it was called 10 Hints. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to say it. 10 Hints of Bad Parenting in a Child's Behavior. And I, you know, if you have a regular child, and I'm using that term, I don't care if you like it. If you have a regular child, maybe these are signs of bad parenting, but when you have a child who does terrible, horrible, awful things and is really exhausting in some fashion, sometimes it's the child's fault. As a matter of fact, I think more times than we give it credit for, it's actually the child's fault. Because I know this is a shock to a lot of America and a lot of the world, but sometimes some kids are harder than other kids. You know, we're so willing as a society to be like, oh, this person can't stand that you're clapping, so can you shake your hands instead? And yet we're refused to be like, maybe they have a short fuse. Maybe they get mad really easy. Maybe blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to read to you these 10 signs of bad parenting. And we're just going to laugh together on this one. Number one, your child keeps disturbing you because they crave physical love and affection for you. Okay. I'm going to read this. I'm going to quote it. If your child constantly follows you around and bothers you, then it is a concerning sign and one of the major signs of bad parenting. Your child is constantly disturbing you because they are not getting the physical and emotional affection they should from you. Maybe you are not physically affectionate enough, or you are emotionally distant from them. Whatever the reason, your child just wants some love and tenderness from you. Okay, first off, I'm going to be amazingly critical about this article, so you can just buckle up and brace yourself for that. But I'm going to tell you, if your child feels like they could get some physical attention from you, then know that you are probably giving them physical attention. So when you go back, rewind 100 years, rewind 70 years, you are not giving your kids all that much physical affection. And if you are not giving those children physical affection, I promise you that they are not responding in this way where they keep asking for it. No, they keep asking for it because they do like it and it's fun for them and it's something that they need. In our case, being the parent of a child with reactive attachment disorder, if I do not give her attention, she will break things. She will cut things up. She will tantrum for hours, not because she wants attention from me, not because she wants affection from me, or maybe she does on some super deep level, because she cannot handle not having 100% of the attention. She can't handle not having 100% of all of everyone's attention in the room. If I leave the room and I leave you in the room with her, she will do the same things to you because it is an attribute that comes along with my child who had a very traumatic growing up And I say that even though it was all in her first year of life. When she was passed around to several foster homes, when she was neglected by her biological parents. So sometimes this is not a gigantic red flag of bad parenting. When we go into the psychiatrist, he always comments about how I always talk to my daughter. And he's like, this is concerning. And I'm thinking it's concerning because I will have ruined things if I do not give her this attention. I have to turn to her anytime she needs it because she will be so massively offended if I ignore her or if I brush her off because she has reactive attachment disorder, because she has whatever trauma disorder that she's got, because she has PTSD, because she has oppositional defiance, because of all of these things that she has. That is why I cannot give you, doctor, more attention than I give her, because I have to go home with her and I have to deal with the hours that happen outside your office, which are real hours and real experiences. And oh my gosh, I'm sure there's a child out there who has, you know, tattered old jammies on and hasn't taken a shower in 500 days. And they're saying, oh, mommy, I need your attention. I'm sure there's somebody out there. But for heaven's sakes, you guys, sometimes the child is just built in with something like this. We have children who are more autonomous. We have children who are more needy. For heaven's sakes, this is not as big a red flag sign as you think it is. The second, oh my gosh, you guys, your child lies a lot. Oh my gosh. Okay, ready? I'm going to read this part. If your child lies a lot and makes up stories, then chances are they do this because you have overreacted when they have made mistakes in the past. Even if they have made minor mistakes, you might have scolded and disciplined them too much. And because of this, they have resorted to lying so they can avoid your reactions. Trying to discipline your kids is okay, but excessive discipline can lead to precisely this problem. Your child needs to trust you and vice versa. Do I believe this happens? For sure. For sure. But sometimes your child lies a lot because they have an impulsivity issue that is massive and they can't make any of these good decisions in their life and they are tired of getting in trouble whether or not you overreact. They don't want to be taken away from the cookies that they found in the pantry. They don't want to be taken away from whatever video game that they found on the computer that they're not supposed to play with. They are lying because they don't want to be inconvenienced. Sure, I think there are kids out there that don't like to talk to their parents. Actually, I think most kids are like this. Most kids don't want to get in trouble. If they make a mistake, they don't want it brought back up. I think that's a fairly common thing. However, some kids have many other massive issues that they just lie a lot, and it has nothing to do with the parent. Now, you might say, hey, wait a second. It does, because the biological parents had a problem. The biological parents neglected. The biological parents did traumatic things in front of the child. Like, it could be. Oh, sure. It's true. If you want to get that specific, yeah. But if you are a little high school teacher or junior high or elementary school teacher, and you got a kid that lies a lot, is it because you have overreacted to them? Oh, no, but they're lying because their parents have overreacted. Yeah, but they're not lying to their parents. They're lying to you. Because you know what, you guys? Some kids are just manipulative. Some kids are traumatized and are stuck in that fight or flight place where they are just really good at being manipulative and trying to get what they want or to avoid what they don't like, whether or not it was an overreaction. Number three, your child suffers from low self-esteem and self-worth. When your child, and I'm reading this part now, when your child displays signs of low self-worth, you can tell by my snarky attitude, can't you, that I'm reading it? They are just looking for some encouragement and validation from their parents. Wanting your child to be hardworking and humble is a good thing, but so is motivating and encouraging them. As your their parent, it is your responsibility to help them to believe in themselves and not the other way around. I believe this. I actually believe that it is your responsibility to help build up your children. I also think that if you are going to oversimplify the psyche of a child to these ridiculous limitations, you're going to be sorely embarrassed when the time comes to actually have a child and realize what that child needs. If you have a child who suffers from low self-esteem, you might actually have a very highly intelligent child. You might have a child who understands certain concepts grades and years above their peers, and they don't understand why they're different, even though the thing that is part of them is a good thing. You might have somebody who is physically different than their peers, and they're not stupid. They're aware of these differences, whether or not they get made fun of for them. I had a difference when I was growing up. I was never made fun of for that difference. I still felt it. It still made me feel bad. It was still incredibly hard for me. And you know what? My parents were fine. Did they know I had this issue? No. They were perfectly fine in making sure that I knew that I had self-worth. So this is just insulting to parents and to anybody who takes care of children that these little hints of bad parenting have any credence behind them at all. It is an oversimplification that I find with a child who has multiple diagnoses and mental illnesses. It's insulting to me because you're shoving my child's real issues onto something that is not even in existence. Bad parenting. Am I bad sometimes? You betcha. You betcha. So I'm going to skip a couple and then we're going to go on. Ooh, I like this one. Your child has a habit of stealing or taking things that don't belong to them. One of the biggest, and I quote this part, one of the biggest signs of bad parenting skills is that you buy your child everything, but most of the time you never let them choose. You shower expensive gifts on them, but don't care about whether they want them or not. This leads to them stealing or taking things that they want from others without thinking about the consequences. This is garbage. This is garbage. I don't even feel like I have to explain why this is so garbage. But I do want to talk about when you have a child with reactive attachment disorder, they dopamine chase stealing all the time. It gives them a rush. It is thrilling to them. Some children steal because it gives them a rush. They do it whether or not they have things that they like. They do it when they have nothing and they get no gifts. They do it when they have gifts. They do it for the dopamine rush. If your child has ADHD, they might do it simply because their prefrontal cortex is not developed and they're not even thinking about the consequences. Good grief. This is the worst. And the fact that people are passing this around Facebook as actual advice to anyone who cares for a child, whether it's a teacher or a parent, terrible, terrible. The next one. Your child lacks confidence and courage. The information that they give to explain why they might not have confidence and courage, I actually agree with this information. They talk about how you are overparenting and you need to give them a little bit more open room, but you are not factoring in the times when a child is just shy or scared or highly anxious. You are really lumping in the most overly broad and kind of ridiculous explanations for these feelings. Your child gets angry very quickly. This will be the last one I read, But I would just like to know where this person gets any of these ideas from, because they have these really adorable graphics that have like these hints of bad parenting and child's behavior. And there's this adorable little cartoon of this kid with steam coming out of his ears. But it's your child gets angry very quickly. Oh, let me read this to you, you guys. If your child tends to get angry very quickly and then clearly suffers from anger issues, oh my gosh, I can't talk, then it might be because you never praise or compliment them enough. Keeping going, every child wants to be praised by their parents, and when they never get it, it makes them feel devastated and leads to them feeling angry and bitter all the time. Provides some positive reinforcement to them and see how things change for the better. Okay, I believe that when you do not give your child positive reinforcement, it can make them grumpy, and they might need that in their lives. But the fact that that is a hint of bad parenting. Sometimes you have a kid who gets angry really quickly because they don't flip into the logical parts of their brain. Sometimes you have a child that gets very angry very quickly because somebody abused them, even outside of a parent. Maybe it's a sibling, maybe it's a neighbor, and they can be in a very high stress situation and they can snap back just like an animal who's wounded would snap back. You can also have a child get angry very quickly just because they have hormone imbalances and this is an issue, you guys. When I have a child who can out anger probably 98% of any of the children on this planet. She can out anger them, and I don't even care if they're a teenager. She is 6 years old. She will out anger the crap out of any of you guys, almost any of you. And it isn't because we don't praise and compliment her. It is because she has a whole slew of neurological issues going on inside her head because of the experiences that she's had. She's had trauma. Oh, well, this doesn't apply to people with trauma. Well, then clearly state that, you guys, because this is the most ridiculous, ridiculous set of information. Oh my gosh, and it goes on about respecting people and how you don't have respect because you don't respect your children. And I think, no, there are scenarios in which that is not the case at all. And rude and arrogant, they talk about that and how that must be how their parents are and how they just follow their parents. And I think, no, take a step back, parents. Think to yourself about what your toddler was like when they were 2 years old. Think about how rude and arrogant they could be. You might have a sweet one. That's great. Good for you. Give them an extra tight hug. You might have a rude one. Well, sometimes those portions of their brain do not develop in the way that other children's develop, and they kind of get held back. And it isn't because the parents are doing anything, and it isn't because the parents are mirroring anything. Are there scenarios in which that's the case? For sure. But there are probably more scenarios in which that's not the case, because this information is contradictory. If you're saying, oh, this child is rude because the parent is rude, and you're also saying that the child is doing exactly the opposite of the parent because the child is so afraid of the parent. And I think, you know, some of these things don't work where you say, oh, they'll mirror or else they'll do the exact opposite. Know that there are multiple options for these kids to behave the way that they do. Do not give any of these kind of articles any credibility. It is so ridiculous, because when you are the parent of a hard kid and they are telling you just how much every single thing is your fault, know that of course we can all do better as parents. Of course we have bad parts of our parenting. Absolutely. There are many things I wish that I was far better at as a parent. I wish I had more patience. I wish I was more fun. I wish I was better at being organized. There are so many things. But to suggest that these are the things that are signs of bad parenting, absolutely ridiculous. Don't take it to heart. And if you do see this floating around social media, feel free to just laugh. Laugh really hard, because if you look at the comments, it is so many people who are just like, what? It's true. You're not alone. This doesn't apply to you even if the graphics are adorable. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me on this rant. I'll try to get into more specific and informational things as time goes on. Thank you so much for joining me.